and I become King George. And I got all the rights then. And when I stand on the mountain and I say, do it, it gets done. If it don't get done, then I'll move on it. And that's the last thing in the world you want me to do.
You know, most of them don't assume you're actually going to kill them. Most of them assume it's a rape or something like that.
It was like anybody was fair game.
It did not matter. Blood is blood. It didn't matter if man, woman, child.
At first, they thought it was a pack of savage dogs. But when they looked closer, they knew it was humans.
We left the curse. We left the curse.
In the gate.
A fire and death.
In the gate.
Oh, this is not nice.
No.
Judgment.
No.
Judgment. Say it.
No, we left the curse.
On her?
On her.
Future generations.
Future generations.
Generation.
Thank you, everyone, for joining Evil Examined. This week, we have a couple very special guests. We haven't done in-studio guests in a little while. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to John's.
Woo!
How are you doing, guys?
Yeah.
Yo.
John the Aviator, that's J-O-N, even though I sometimes spell it J-O-H-N.
That's all right.
People fuck with my name all the time, too. So my aunt still spells my name with two A's.
My aunt sometimes puts a Y on mine, yeah.
Does she really?
Occasionally.
Huh.
There's so many messed up ways to spell Jonathan, so obviously the way I do it is the right way. So
yeah, that's fair. And then John the Skeptic, it's been a while.
Hello.
Rumors of your death have been greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, no, I'm not dead.
The internet's been on fire just talking about it, so
they were skeptical though. There was some skeptical.
Of course, JP, Katie, myself are here, and we want to remind you to check out the Evil Examined website that we have. Actually, with these next 3 weeks, there's going to be a few videos I put up. I think that'll be pretty cool. And then there's all the existing content, the backlog. It's www.evilexamined.com. And if you do want to donate to the podcast, you could do so on the homepage by clicking the PayPal button. We appreciate anything, and if you do not want to donate but want to support the podcast, you could just subscribe, leave a review, share with a friend, share on social media. All that stuff helps us out big
time.
Goes
a long way, yeah.
And then also, Aaron Beauregard Horror is a tab on the Evil Examined podcast website where you could check out my my extreme horror books. The Slob, recently nominated for the Brian Keene and Rat James White 2021 Splatterpunk Award. Maybe we'll get a win. We'll find out in August. But if you want to check out The Slob, it's been getting some good attention lately, and you can check it out there or on Amazon. But I think that's it for the intro. I don't want to make it too long. We have a lot of strange things to talk about, and this is where we get into the odd news.
What do you guys, what comes to your mind when you hear Lady Gaga?
Oh, I think I know about this one.
Probably.
This was on mainstream recently.
Yeah, it was.
She lost her dog.
She didn't lose her dog.
On the dog walker lost.
But that's what you guys think about first, is that?
No,
I read it today.
I'm a huge Gaga fan. Let me just throw that out there.
Gaga
What's
for
your
Gaga.
Favorite? Gaga song or video or outfit.
I've never been asked that. Super Bowl outfit was cool, but I don't know. I don't really give a crap about what she looks like. It's the music is just interesting, uplifting, inspiring.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Would you date a girl that wears a bologna dress?
Dinner and a
full meat. Yeah, I'm not a bologna fan, but no. I'm a Gaga fan.
John, what are, the skeptic, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't.
You a fan?
No, not really. I probably, if you played a song, I would say, hey, I recognize that song, but I don't know any of her songs. I know that she was in that movie with
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, yeah.
What movie was that?
Star the Pooper, Born, right?
Mm-hmm.
The remake.
Yep.
I didn't even know there was an original movie before that.
They're all remakes.
Yeah, it's been like
yeah, everything that's out nowadays is a remake of
every movie.
A remake of a remake.
But that movie specifically has been remade. This is like the third one, I think.
Mm. Inception.
It's kind of sad, you know.
In no
the
new
the
ideas.
Movie or that they remade it.
Just this amount of remakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Who cares?
No, I'm real. I'm broken up about
everything's
it.
A remake.
Life I don't know that. I don't know that anyone wore a meat dress though before Lady Gaga. I feel like that
meat,
was pretty
meat
original.
Curtains, most certainly, but a meat dress—that's a different thing, right?
Well, no one that's a celebrity being photographed out in the open, probably. That's
PETA did it.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There's another story about her that I really liked, where when she was on American Horror Story, she was really nervous on her way to the set, and she puked in a bag and gave it to the director to keep. I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, you
what
guys.
Did, what the fuck did he say?
Yeah, what did he do with it?
I don't know. Was I would probably sell it on eBay,
Like, bitch, your puke ain't famous. You know, this. there's no way to validate a bag of puke. I don't know if you guys know that.
Probably sold for 20 grand anyway.
Does puke contain DNA?
Yes.
It's like, oh, does she it? Ate shellfish that morning.
Who eats shellfish every morning? Clams fresh.
Fucking celebrities, man.
But yeah, so you guys heard about her dog. So she had two French bulldogs that were being walked by her friend while she's filming a movie in Rome, I guess. But there's videos of it, and it's like from people's Ring cameras or like their door cameras looking out. So it's kind of obscured all of them. But a white Nissan Altima pulls up, and you can kind of see like the struggle. And her dog walker got shot and like in the chest.
Damn.
He was critically injured. They took her two dogs. There were like two of them attacking him and drove away. And so Lady Gaga, the guy's okay. He's fine. And she has since gotten her dogs back anonymously. Or like somebody came in and apparently had nothing to do with the actual dog napping. But fine. Everything's fine, I guess. Whatever. And the guy's recovering. But I just wanted to talk about it because it's like, do you think that's like, oh, by the way, her dog's names are Koji and Gustav. But do you think it's like someone acting out the plot of the Keanu movie where they're just like trying to kidnap someone famous's? Like, I feel like people don't get shot over stealing dogs, even though apparently like 2 million dogs are stolen every year or something like that. What do you guys think was happening here?
I don't. She's if rich. Anybody saw John Wick, then they wouldn't do this, right?
Probably not.
Because
well, they didn't kill the dog though.
Oh, they killed the dog in that movie, I think.
That's what I'm saying. These people.
Oh no! Yeah, yeah.
This was a.
They wanted money,
you know. Animal cruelty.
Also, wasn't
people go nuts?
Let me back up a little bit. I always find it interesting that people give the make and model of cars this, what should otherwise be irrelevant information, is that in a white Nissan Altima.
How about the license? Or something.
Right.
Know, that's more practical.
They could have given that out. I don't know.
Well, that's
I just thought it was funny. It was
all right. Here comes the tangent, though, right? Because if you saw the recent Mars landing and the crazy HD video that came from the approach to the planet, and then you see these Ring cameras, and they are just absolutely atrocious. Like, I don't even think I could tell that that's an Altima on that. On those videos that I saw.
Mm-mm.
It's just terrible, but man, I digress.
I couldn't tell either. But what do you think they were trying to do with these dogs?
Well, what
seems like they were trying to steal them.
Do you think they knew
but did it,
they were Lady Gaga?
I don't understand how they got the dogs back if the case isn't solved. Just somebody random dropped the dogs off? That's what happened?
So they said some woman came into the police station and returned the dogs. There was a $500,000 reward with no strings attached for the dogs being returned safely. But if they didn't release this woman's name or anything for fear of recourse because they still haven't caught the two guys that shot the dog walker. So I don't know who the woman is or what their connection is or how she acquired the dogs, and I don't know that we're going to find out.
That's stupid.
I know.
She, maybe, for all we know, she could be working with the guys.
Maybe the guys who stole the dogs hired her to walk them.
Walk them back to money.
Like they had to go to their job.
Yeah.
So they needed a dog walker. So they hired this woman.
That's fantastic.
And she's like, oh, this is Lady Gaga's dog. So she returned them.
Plot twist.
I love it.
Because guys that shoot dog walker in the chest usually have day jobs.
Oh, maybe they do.
Oh, absolutely. If you're driving a Nissan Altima, real gangsters would have been in a Maxima. Easy.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like an Altima is a pretty intimidating car, especially when it's white.
It can get dirty so much easier.
But, the FBI was also involved in this, too, when they found out it was Altima. Lady Gaga. They thought that it might have been politically motivated because Lady Gaga performed at Biden's inauguration. So the FBI became involved, which I think is kind of a stretch. Why would stealing Lady Gaga's dogs... retribution for that. I don't know.
It sounds ridiculous. I guess nothing is impossible anymore, but I don't know. I just think celebrities get treated, obviously, you know, the FBI steps in on a dog kidnapping, but there's such worse things happening, you know what I mean, that get no attention.
Well, it wasn't just
federally.
A dog kidnapping. Some guy got shot in the chest.
Right.
Yeah, but come on. He survived.
Nobody cares about that.
You don't think that there's other shit that's like way more fucked up going on than a dog kidnapping and
this guy got shot though.
No, I'm just saying for the FBI to step in though, I don't know. It just seems weird. You said they stepped in because they thought it was politically motivated, right? Which just tells you the set of priorities involved. That's all I'm saying. I just think it's fucking dumb, but. But that's just me, though.
I'd love to know the reaction of the agents that were assigned to that.
It's like Dumb and Dumber, right? When they're he's driving an 86 sheepdog.
Just putting up signs in suits. Have you seen me? Do you guys know anyone that's ever had their dog stolen, or have you heard of this? Because it has increased, like it's tripled lately.
I've always heard of dogs being stolen. Taken, absolutely.
Like, what context do you hear it in? Just, like, really cute little ones that are, like, purebreds, or?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever made a connection with that, but I've known many, many people that have had their dogs stolen from their front yards. Like, people are pretty.
Yeah.
So I've never heard of anyone having their dog stolen, but in order to protect my delicate feelings, my mom lied to me for, like,
oh, shit.
From when I was 18 until I didn't find out until after she passed away, she told me that our two dogs got stolen, but actually they got hit by a car.
Oh no.
So for like my entire life, she lied and said that they got stolen. And she's like, oh, they probably got a great home somewhere and they're on a farm, you know, all this bullshit. And I was like 18 when it happened, you know. I mean, like I would have been sad, but I wasn't a child.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was my mom.
She knew your emotional limits.
She was just.
She went there.
She was just like pathologically nice.
But you're a big dog guy though, right?
Kind of. But I mean.
It comforted you knowing they had a chance.
No, I didn't. I didn't think that actually happened, actually. I was just like, they ran away, but.
I'm just wondering, boy, that must have been quite the porridge, though, with two dogs getting hit. That's a double.
At the same time?
That's pretty rare.
I'm not sure. I don't know the details.
Yeah.
But my brother broke the news to me, like, when I was 45 years old.
Yeah. was it very intense? He's like, I have something I've been holding back for
a
long time.
No, it was like, I don't even remember how it came up in a conversation, but...
We
were probably just talking about the dogs in general because we saw a picture of them somewhere, but
just bored on holiday. Yeah. Like there's literally nothing else for us to talk about.
Yep. So,
well, I witnessed almost a dog nap happening because they were gonna jump my mom. You see my little dog, right?
What's the dog's name again?
Tiny.
Tiny.
Yeah. So she was walking him, and I was like sleeping on the couch and shit. And then Something told me to wake up. I think it was my mom calling me because she's very she's super paranoid about everything, and for good reasons because she lived a pretty crazy life. So she knows a scumbag when she sees one, and she noticed these people like eyeballing her and shit while she was walking the dog. And we live in some scummy ass street next to. Do you remember the spot? I don't know. You came over.
In CF.
It was like near the high school.
Oh, that one.
Like
that
the border of CF.
What
thing.
A shithole.
There's always prostitutes and pimps yelling and shit.
Amazing shithole.
But yeah, she noticed them looking at her, and she was like her spider senses were tingling and shit.
Divine intervention or canine intervention.
Yeah. And then she called out my name, and I was like, I usually a really heavy sleeper, but I woke up. I didn't hear her, but I still woke up a little bit after that.
So it's a little supernatural almost. Yeah. This whole.
So like I look out the window and I don't see her, but I go to the door and I look in the peephole, and it's like a long stairway kind of thing. So she's going up the stairs. And I look out the peephole, and I see some dude up the stairs, like, looking down at her and shit. Like, right outside my door, there's a stairway. He was, like, standing right here, looking down at her, coming up and shit. Like, he was waiting. So I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He's obviously trying to do something to my mom and shit. So I fucking got to my closet, took out a bat and shit. And then as soon as she started, like going towards the door, she didn't see him. He started like moving up on her, like looking at her, and I fucking opened the door and I was like, ah! Like I started yelling and shit and chased him out and shit.
Where'd you bury him?
And then my mom was like, she was freaking out because she didn't want me to go to jail and shit. She's like, yeah, no. Yeah, but that's my experience with that. Like,
damn, you're a fucking hero in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, you were a hero before today, but this is unbelievable.
Yeah. But it happens a lot, you know, in those areas.
I could see an easy racket coming from that. You know, people would pay, even people without much.
Oh, dogs are big money, man. I think those French dogs are like worth a lot, too. I remember I knew some people that were like breeding them and stuff, and the prices were outrageous. I was just like, that's...
Even rescues now are a pretty penny just to have them, you know, vaccinated and ready to go.
Yeah.
So not cheap.
Yeah.
If you can get a dog for $50 today, it's a good deal.
Oof.
That's just slavery.
Virginia has the strictest stolen pet laws, and if you steal someone else's dog, you can face up to 10 years in jail, and it's a felony for that. But most places, it's just like any other kind of property. So don't steal any dogs in Virginia unless you're willing to pay the price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you have a really good plan. So you know you won't get caught.
Just paint spots on the dog and say this is a different dog.
Drive an Ultima. That's how you got away.
So all the best wishes to that dude that got shot, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't trying to belittle the situation. I'm just saying FBI involvement seemed a bit extreme to me.
You know.
That's all.
They got to start some way. So I want to take you guys back to July 15th, 2010. Where were you on July 15th, 2010? Because I don't remember where I was.
I think I know approximately where I was, but middle of the summer.
Were you living on Cherry Street back then?
2010.
That shithole basement apartment?
No, not yet. That was the next year. That was the next year. Yeah. So that was even before that, yeah.
July what?
15th, 2010. Right? It's so hard because you kind
of
know.
I remember. It was just a week or so after 4th of July, and it was one of the better 4th of Julys.
You don't fucking
year.
Know.
I don't remember. Shit.
Bastille Day. Right? Bastille Day is the 14th.
Do you celebrate Bastille Day?
No, I just know that it is.
What is Bastille?
It's French, like French Independence Day.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Come on, man. Read a book.
You like are French.
I was fucking born here. None of that matters.
You know, I was probably like in Maine or something.
Yeah.
Maybe. We were living on Knight Street in 2010.
So what happened the day after
Bastille Day? Oh, that fucking dump, dude. Yeah, I remember that. Just saying about everyone.
20-year-old Francisco Cruz met up with 16-year-old Chloe Ottman, and he had 4 cans of juice. Have you guys, do you have a favorite malt liquor? Have you had juice before?
Juice?
Yeah. J-O-O-S-E juice.
Oh, okay.
Juice? Is that like a Fort Loco kind of shit?
Yeah, it sounds like it, right?
Yeah.
I've never had it.
Juiced up.
You've never just gotten cans of malt liquor?
Oh, I have.
When you were 20 and saying, hung out with a 16-year-old?
I'm just saying that I've never heard of juice. That's all. Oh, that's okay. The only thing I'll say.
Is it normal, like, when you're, like, 20 to still hang out with 16-year-olds?
If you're a fucking loser, I guess.
It's like the guy that shows up to high school, the girls get out. After class. The Matthew McConaughey sort of guy.
See, I was full of those guys.
Yeah, they fucking glorified the shit out of
bring him to prom.
They'll just be posted in the corner.
You stole my thunder there. There's guys that would never come to school but hang out outside the building all day.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
they didn't even have cars. They only had bikes with the
They were just there. It's like, why don't you just come to school and save your parents the visit from the truancy office? Room?
It's so bad.
Just hang out outside. That's the point. So they drove to this place called Holy Land that is in Waterbury, Connecticut. And it's a religious park. And they went to go drink their juices. And we went there last weekend. Have you guys ever been there or driven past it? Okay.
It's bizarre, to say the least.
Yeah, it was like...
Holy Land?
Holy Land. Yeah, there was this... Catholic attorney whose name was John Baptist Greco.
Another
also
John.
Also a John. In the 1950s, wow. Who like was like, oh yeah, I need to build this park and dedicate it to make it like how Israel is the Holy Land. I need to bring that to this hill in Connecticut.
Does he know what happened to John the Baptist? No.
I don't know.
Sort of horrific.
Yeah.
It's
like so, like you just look out from it. Like when you look one direction, it's actually kind of cool. But then you just turn around and it's just like the city and smog and everything and just like a weird place for the Holy Land.
So this was in Waterbury, Oxford area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's kind of shabbily constructed, but some parts were kind
of
cool.
It's made out of plaster and chicken wire and painted white and stuff. Sounds
just like Jerusalem.
And they had 3 crosses up on the hill, I assume for those fellas that were crucified. And then...
did they really?
Yeah, there was like 3 crosses. And then there was just... There's one massive cross that's just fucking huge. And that one was real impressive. And I think that's part of the story, right?
Do they have a mannequin? Like you get to jab with a spear?
Jesus, mannequin?
Yeah. That's up on the cross. You can jab it.
There were no physical bodies that we saw. But it's a good suggestion. We can put that in with the board.
Yeah, they might
like
have.
Like an amusement park?
Like in the 70s and 80s, it was like really so popular. There were like 40,000 annual people visiting or whatever.
Which blows
they could have had
mind.
It at that time.
It blows my mind because it's so small.
What is there to see
it's
there?
It's bigger than what we saw.
Oh, we didn't go to the rest of it in the back?
Mm-hmm. It's like massive.
We should have gone to the rest.
It was cold.
It was really cold.
So these people go to drink there, and the girl had a boyfriend, but the guy was, you know, drinking. They're hanging out under this giant illuminated cross that is surrounded by barbed wire.
It was like 50 feet or something, right?
Yeah,
that cross.
Huge.
It's massive.
Sitting at the bottom of it. He starts trying to grope her. She's like, no, sorry, dude. I've got a boyfriend. Like, I wouldn't be right. And he keeps going. She ends up elbowing him in the face and knocking his glasses off. She's like screaming and stuff. And there are houses around there. There's like nuns that live in kind of like a little area, a convent-y thing
the
over
nunnery.
Next to it.
Nunnery.
But you could still, like, people could have possibly heard her scream from when we were there. But it's who knows for sure, you know? Mm. They might not have. She's screaming, so he starts choking her out, and she passes out, and so he takes off all her clothes and rapes her, and she's kind of, like, waking up and, like, gasping for air while he's doing this, and she gets, you know, like, she's seeing him, like, and he chokes her out and kills her, and he knows that she's dead, and he rapes her again, and then stabs her 4 times in the throat, and then leaves her there, and got caught, but, yeah, so that's what happened there. But
we wanted to have a romantic day together.
Under the
so
cross.
So we went to the cross and spent time there.
When did this make the news?
That was in 2010 when that happened. And since then, like, they keep trying, people keep trying to, like, buy this place and revamp it because it's, like, you know, it's dedicated to, like, the Holy Land, right? And so they want it to be nice. So most recently, it was this mirror / used car salesman that bought it, and he's trying to revamp it again. He bought it for $350,000 from the nuns. So just in case you guys are kind of looking for defunct amusement parks or whatever, that's what they're selling for these days.
And you can just go right into this place and walk around for anyone that's in the New England area. I'd say it's worth checking out, you know?
Yeah.
If you have a morbid curiosity.
Yep. And, yeah, I really have. Have you guys heard of those monoliths?
Definitely an odd local place. I don't remember the story. I've never heard of the place.
Nor have I. You
should check it out.
I just came across it when I was looking, doing research on abandoned amusement parks. And, you know, we have Rocky Point still, but that's kind of, like, there's not really much left from, like, the rides and stuff like that.
Yeah, there are very few ruins.
There's Hopkinton, too.
What was
Enchanted Forest in Hopkinton. There's, like, three over here.
Yeah, that one has, like, you been there?
No, I never heard of it.
It's pretty cool. I mean, that one, we actually met, two kids that do, like, videos. I forget the name of their thing. It's pretty cool though. They go into all abandoned houses and stuff and like big buildings. Like they find really cool ones. But they were checking that one out. There wasn't much there though. It was like the bumper car remnants, maybe like one little building, a couple benches, shit like that. The sign was really cool though.
Yeah. I feel like the signs always last the longest. But those crosses are hard to get rid of. I don't know. What do you do with those after?
You just have to crucify someone to it.
Oh, yeah.
Use it for his intended purposes.
Yeah. Yep. But that was my odd news today. Very intriguing. The last thing I had was, have you guys heard of the monoliths just popping around?
Yeah, the first one was a couple months ago. The national park in, Utah? Mm-hmm. Was it Utah?
Yeah. They're still happening, and there's a monolith tracker. There's been 206 so far. There's one.
They claim it's just an art project, right? Or something. That's what people say.
That makes more sense, obviously. Yeah.
All different.
How big are these things?
Yeah, what do they look like?
They vary. They look like in Space Odyssey, that like giant silver shiny thing. They're usually like.
Oh, the black monolith from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a silver one. It's like a three-dimensional long elongated triangle shape. Mm-hmm. And it's. What do you think? It's probably the size of like a kitchen table in width, like each side. So it's a decent size, but apparently like it's hollow. It wasn't too hard to remove. The original one was removed by people and put into a pickup truck because they didn't want, it was like in the middle of a national park and it was a tough hike. So they didn't want people like getting lost or getting hurt out in the elements.
Trying to investigate this man-made monolith that.
Yeah, I saw people like climbing it and jumping on top of it and fucking jumping off of it.
Yeah, it only lasted, so it was spotted by some sort of survey team in a helicopter because it was shiny. It was just this like, I don't know, brushed metal or something, and you could easily see it in the daytime from the helicopter, and they flew down, that's how the story goes, and they found it, and then it made the news, and then people started sort of like going to visit the people that knew the area.
Speaking of aerial sightings, you did send me an article recently on a sighting in Mexico, unexplained sighting, right?
No, it wasn't Mexico. It was I don't know now. I don't know where it was, but
it was
an American Airlines flight at 37,000 feet, so cruising altitude, and they reported a elongated metal object above them. Now, I thought about this, and I didn't tell you about this, but there was a recent test or recent tests of super fast ballistic missiles that was just public knowledge. It made the news up to like 15,000 miles an hour type of thing, like, jeez, you know, multiple sonic. And the so, you know, the speculation that maybe it was one of those, but there's no way that a test like that with new technology would be flying over airliners at cruising altitude. But that was an interesting one because it was under ATC recording, and it was an American Airlines captain and crew that reported it. And they even, you know, the typical hesitation on right. frequency to report it.
We talked about how they're in America, it's less accepted for them to report things like that. And there can be mental health checks and things. It really can create more problems. Whereas, remember, we did, because if you guys go back and listen, we did a 3-part most credible UFO cases with John, maybe a few months ago. And then, after researching everything, we went through a bunch of different countries. And all the other countries, they don't have that stigma around it. You know what I mean? Like, over here, it's like you get your fucking head examined and you could potentially lose your job, all these things. Elsewhere, it's just, okay, we're going to put it down on record and all that, which is weird. And then
you think it'll be lifted now that the government released their information that there are fucking unidentified shit? And
that's what we kind of thought it felt like, right?
It's kind of be stupid to call someone crazy when the government's saying.
Well, it's not just that. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a culture thing. And especially in the States, a lot of the airline pilots are ex-military guys. You know, they have some sort of discipline, some sort of reputation that they want to uphold, and they feel like any sort of stories that would question their mental state would, you know, sort of demean them in a certain way, so that you're not going to get an ex-colonel of the Air Force, you know, openly admitting to that unless it was absolutely in his face or her face, you know, just there, you know, waving. So it's just not going to happen. It's sort of like those. Like a legacy killer, not even a career killer, you know? These people just have too much pride for that.
I feel like we were talking about that too. Like, it gets tied back to the whole UFO panic and the tin hat and the stigma that comes with it. Right, John?
Yeah.
I feel like there would be an aversion to paperwork too, because it's like if you say you saw something, you have to like do this.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. On both sides, the air traffic side, because of all of the fact, like the UAS, the unmanned aerial system. So, or drones, you know, they have different names, but UAS is the proper term, and then also you have. Just other things laser events, literally like just those cheap lasers you could buy, and they go so far you can affect a flight, even blind the pilot. So all those are at least an hour's worth of reporting and paperwork that you have to do if you just happen to be sitting down when somebody reports that. And so you could imagine that on the other side, this very similar things where they'd have to submit a report. Now it's in your file, and it just snowballs from there. So. But yeah, that was an interesting one. What got me though, or what's been getting me, is how things are presented. And this was on the national nightly news. And it was sort of like, hey, this happened. Up next. You know, so it got like 2 seconds of airtime. And then the Tiger Woods story, which is like was like 4 days old at the time.
Not in an old
got like enough. A solid 5 minutes, right? Lady Gaga's story. It's just one of those things that you just see the priorities. But I thought that was interesting, and I sent it over.
Yeah, I don't know. It's. I feel like it's way more interesting than anything going on here. You know, I always like hearing that stuff.
Yeah,
but maybe I'm the oddball. You know.
Now back to Kim Kardashian.
Back to Lady Gaga's dogs.
Yeah.
Agreement and silence.
Dude, my sister like has people in her neighborhood on a watch because someone's been taking dogs out of her neighborhood too. Like while they're walking them, people getting attacked. That's the part. Like if it's just someone in a dog in a yard, it's probably way easier for someone to snatch it. But like to blatantly attack the people while they're walking it, that's intense to me. Like it's just, you don't give a fuck and you're taking that dog.
So this might be reaching, but during the pandemic or the height of the pandemic, adoption actually rose. There were a lot of kennels and just places that accommodate that.
Not with humans though, right?
No, no, unfortunately not, right? That's who wants that, right?
There's a rise in orphans, I feel like.
Yeah, but maybe. As far as animals or dogs, really, People were adopting them left and right. You know, they were staying at home longer and their kids were home and they just needed that sort of like little happiness trip. And there were, their places were just literally like running out of animals to give out in adoption. And so you could see some sort of black market easily sprouting from this where, you know, supply and demand rules the world.
The other side of that is no, like zoos are underfunded. So when can we just, you know, start buying elephants?
We bought a fish.
What kind?
Oh, yeah, you told me. Congratulations.
A beta.
Beta.
Yeah.
Did you name it?
Ellie named it Billy.
I like that.
Billy the beta.
We just got Billy. Billy in a new tank. We had like a 2-gallon tank. We moved up to a 5. He's really digging the extra space to stretch his fins.
I bet.
He seems much more active.
Yeah?
Yeah. Seems happy.
What do you feed? Is it just regular fish food?
I don't know, the pellet thingies.
Pellet. A lot of maintenance with that type of fish, or?
We were having to clean this tank a lot, but I think this new tank is going to be easier to clean because it's got a filter.
Mm, that's key.
And
yeah.
So we might get him a couple tank mates.
Oh, so you're just getting a regular fish farm over there, huh?
No, supposedly the male betas are only violent with other male betas. So there's
certain, it has to be the same species.
Certain fish that you can get that they won't maul. So
okay. So they're self-hating. They hate their own race.
Yeah, it's like
Elliot Rodgers.
It's like a sexual competition thing.
Oh shit.
You'd think that they would like just know there's no other fish female around like, and not do it. But they
they're like, just in case. Just in case I'm going to kill this guy. In case a female shows up, I'll be the only one.
She'll see your scars. Yeah. Oh, fish are crazy, guys.
Chick fish digs guys.
Some advice, don't get those cool-looking volcanoes. I don't know if you've seen them that have the bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
I had them and the fish kept committing suicide, like getting lodged in there and dying.
Don't give them a way out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. How many animals have died in your supervision?
It's not my fault.
No, it's not. That's true. All right. Well, I guess that's it.
Very odd, you know.
Interesting, odd news. We want to thank the Johns for putting out today for us. We really appreciate it.
Now that I think about it, I'm actually a John too. So there's John, three Johns.
That's right.
Because Gene is John. Yeah, John is
Jean.
In English.
Oh, Jean.
Jean. Yeah. Yeah. Juans are also appreciated. So if you're a Juan and you want to come on the show, I'm inviting you, even though I have no authority
Juans?
To do so.
We don't know any Juans.
Spanish Johns, French Johns.
Is Juan Spanish John?
Yeah.
Johans.
Juan is a Spanish John, my man.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. There, you learned something today.
That's wild. Guys, my name is actually John. No, I'm just kidding. But again, we want to remind you to go to www.evilexamined.com to check out the backlog of episodes. You can donate there, too, if you want, by clicking the PayPal button. And rate and review the podcast. Share the podcast if you want to support us. And we appreciate you guys. Next week, we have a Forbidden 5, Terrible Tweakers, Drug-Fueled Rampages Gone Wrong. Can they go right? Probably not.
Yeah.
But
a rampage.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of rampage.
Rampaging happiness.
Like, is it like, it doesn't have to be a violent rampage. It could be like a sexual rampage.
Yeah, or like if you like a serial defecation sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
We might have some of that next week on Evil Examine.
They're extra dimensional beings that they are not what they claim to be.
Your life with dignity, don't lay down with tears and agony. Living, you're looking at death, it only looks like living is much, much more difficult.
You know, most of them don't assume you're actually going to kill them. Most of them assume it's a rape or something like that.
It was like anybody was fair game.
It did not matter, blood is blood. It didn't matter if man, woman, child.
At first, they thought it was a pack of savage dogs. But when they looked closer, they knew it was humans.
We left the curse. Say it! We left the curse.
We lit the gate.
A fire and death.
We lit the gate.
Oh, this is not nice.
Say it!
No! Let the curse!